Seems it was a good time for me to show up. Welcome back to the world of the living. You had a pretty bad fall back there. Do you remember anything before waking up here? That's okay. That's common for folks who come here the way you did. Yeah, the way you did. Oh, you don't. Oh. I'm going to say this gently to you because some folks, they don't take this news too well. You were isekai'd here. While out walking in the rain in your world, you fell into a puddle. But that puddle wasn't a normal puddle. It was a portal to a different dimension. This one. You ended up falling through. Luckily, you were mostly unscathed. No injuries beyond a few bruises and scrapes from the looks of it. The magic of the portal commonly wipes the memory of those that fall through. You're just lucky someone found you before one of the deadly creatures out there could. Owlbears, direwolves, giant spiders. Oh. So many things could have happened to you as you laid there completely helpless. Luckily, a good Samaritan was walking by and noticed your form, saw the telltale signs, and decided to take you to the isekai wing of our hospital. Now you are all caught up with everything that I know about you and your situation. Now, do you have any questions for me? I was afraid that was going to be your first question. So, unfortunately, there is no cure for being isekai'd. On the positive, you won't be alone. This tends to happen quite often here. Young wizards using magic in ways they aren't supposed to. They get up to no good, yada yada yada. But at least you'll be able to make friends from your world. And we have support groups at the hospital as well. We run a daily one here, as well as an outpatient program to help get you adjusted to your new life in Emtal. That's the city you're currently in, since you probably didn't know that. It's a wonderful beacon where all humanoids can live. You'll fit in quite well. I know this wasn't the answer you were wanting, and it's not a reason to give up. Plenty of folks who were once in the isekai wing live happy lives here in Emtal. Trust me, you'll like it here. I've even heard of quite a few people who ended up happier here than they were before. How are you feeling now? That's fair. I would probably feel something similar if I was in your state. I'm sorry you had to find out this way. The courts have been trying to do something about the wizarding portal problem. There's only so much you can do against tricksters like that, though. The more you tell them no, the more they want to do it. Anyways. Let's get back to you. I'm here to be your nurse. You can call me Daisy or Nurse Daisy, whichever you prefer, sweetheart. Now, I'm just going to do a little examination to make sure you're okay. This is the first time you've been awake since landing here. So, first up, I'm going to start by checking your arms. Can you feel my hands? So you still have feelings, and that's a good sign. Does this hurt? And does this hurt? And what about this? That one should hurt since I was pushing directly into a bruise. Very good, though. Does it hurt when I move your finger like this? That's good. Now open your mouth for me. Good, good. Stick out your tongue. Just like that. Good job. Yes, your mouth looks good. Tongue looks healthy too. All good signs. You can close your mouth for me now. All right. Now, I need you to follow my finger. Keep both of your eyes on it, just like that. Follow my fingers as they go up and down to the side, back down, back up to the other side, just like that. Good job. Your eye tracking is basically perfect, so we don't really have to worry about any vision problems. How many fingers am I holding up? You got it right. So, no vision problems. Are you in any intense pain right now? You're allowed to be sore. I would be more worried if you weren't, considering you fell from a portal in the sky. Now, I need to give you another dose of the antibacterial meds you're currently on. While none of the wounds were too deep, because you are in a new world, we're unsure of how the plants would react to your blood. It's better safe than sorry, right? There you are. Wasn't too bad, right? All right, on to the next part. I'm just going to lower the blanket a bit. That's all. I need to be able to access all of you to make sure all your injuries are healing properly. You'll notice that you've been changed into one of those flimsy hospital gowns. Unfortunately for you, we had to cut you out of the clothes you had come in. I hope they weren't too important. Now, tell me if you can feel this. You can feel the pressure I'm applying around your neck. Good, good. It seems to make your pulse quicken. No need to be afraid, sweetheart. Does this hurt? There's a bit of swelling that should go down in a few days. You know, I think I could get this exam done more thoroughly in a different position. Would you want a more thorough examination, sweetheart? Here. I'll be more thorough in this position. Straddling you while you lay in the bed. You're comfortable, right? Good. Just going to run my hands up and down your body for any bruises or scrapes that could have been missed upon initial intake. You feel nice. Leaning into my touch as my hands search every inch of your skin. Feeling you up, not leaving any part of you without a trace of me. Does it hurt when I press right here? How badly? On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad would you say it hurts when I press right here? And what if I start to go lower, pressing against your stomach? Not harshly, just a light touch. Does this hurt? That's a great sign. And what if I touch over here, grabbing your hip in my hand? How does that feel? Seems someone's having a good time. You wanted me to be Thero, sweetheart. This is how I am, Thero. Being on top of you like this, straddling you. It lets me take care of you properly, sweetheart. I mean, after all, my hands are able to feel everything, rubbing up and down your thighs. Can you feel this, sweetheart? That's good. What does it feel like to you? So, if I were to use my hands to reach between your thighs, what would I find? This makes me very happy, sweetheart. If I had known just how much you were enjoying your examination, maybe I would have done this sooner. It's a good thing we gave you a private room, huh? If that was the case, I couldn't have done this. You feel so good underneath me, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. I love the enthusiasm, but as your nurse, I'm going to have to tell you to stay still. You're still hurt, sweetheart. I wouldn't be doing my duty as your nurse if I wasn't the one to take care of you. You could risk more injury if you decided to move with me. So that's not going to do. Your job is to lay back and take what I give you, understand? So good for me, sweetheart. Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. You feel really good, sweetheart. Letting me rock my hips against you, bringing friction to us both. You feel pleasure starting to build as you look up at me, watching my smirk. I feel so much better than you thought I would, don't I? So soft and squishy, so fun to grab. My thick thighs continue to move against you, grinding us together. You feel so good against me, doing such a good job of staying still for me. Don't need to move to feel good. Can stay nice and still, letting me do all the work like I told you to. You're very good at following directions, aren't you? Yeah. Probably prefer it like this, being told what to do so that you don't have to question it. You know you're doing a good job like this, sweetheart. Starting to make me feel so good. My pussy rocking against you. Yeah, that's it, sweetheart. Just take it for me. You look so good like this. Moaning as I continue to work the both of us. It feels so much better like this, doesn't it? That's right. Reaching out and grabbing at my horns. Go ahead and steady yourself for the ride, sweetheart. Yeah, that's right. Look at you. Look so fucking good like this. Stupid smile plastered on your cute face as you make me feel good. As your own pleasure grows. You can't help the little noises you make as you try your best to stay still. You can't help how your hips react. Naturally bucking up into me, matching my movements. Oh, it's okay. I'll let it slide. I wouldn't punish you for something like that. I would punish you if you decided to do more than that. But slightly thrusting your hips against me, that feels good. Keep it up for me, sweetheart. Oh, yeah. I'm going to make you forget about that old world back home. I'm going to make sure you never want to go back. Not with how good this pussy is. This is the only thing you need from now on, right? You don't need anything else besides what I give you. I'm your nurse. I know what you need. I can take care of you properly. That's not something you can do in this state, can you? That's why I'm doing all the work. I'm the nurse, and you are the patient. I know what's best for you. I know how to take care of you and give you what you need. You're feeling good, aren't you? And it seems like I'm doing well at my job, making the both of us get closer with every movement against you. Oh, I can't help but reach out to play with my own tits. My hands rest firmly around you while your hands are still around my horns, gripping them so tightly because you don't know what else to grab. Continuing to moan. You don't know what to do with yourself. You've never felt this good. You didn't know it was possible. It never felt like this back home, did it? Then that's even more reason to stay here and be happy about it, right? If you think huck cow pussy feels good, just wait till you get out of the hospital. There are folks you haven't even seen. It's a buffet for someone as curious as you. I mean, being a huck cow wasn't a turn-off from the start. When you saw me walk into the room, you weren't looking at me in confusion. You were looking at me with desire, weren't you? Practically undressing me with your eyes, trying to see what I looked like underneath the nurse uniform. It's nice to know that I didn't disappoint your expectations. I know I don't have to ask if I did because your sounds are proof enough. You're enjoying yourself a little too much, aren't you? The pleasure continues to grow quickly as you fight the urge to let go. You want to keep feeling this good. You want to keep building towards your orgasm. I mean, it doesn't matter how good I feel rocking against you. You simply don't want to come yet. You want to make sure you come at the same time as me. You want to make me feel just as good as you, don't you? So eager to please, sweetheart. It's adorable. You're so endearing like this. Oh, you feel so good underneath me. Oh, fuck like, sweetheart, you take it so well. You look so good when you're being ruined. That's right. Oh, keep it up. Weakly thrusting against me because that's all the movement you're allowed. It's harder to stay still than it is to keep moving, isn't it? Trying not to make your injuries worse, trying to be good for me, and trying to follow all the rules in place. Oh, yes, you're so good for me, sweetheart. It only gets me wetter seeing you behave so well for me. You're so good for your nurse, sweetheart. The best patient I have. Just like that, yeah. Come on, keep going. Oh, fuck. We're both so close. Don't you want to be good for me? Don't you want to come at the same time as me? And keep laying there and taking it. Oh, so good for me, sweetheart. Yes, you are. Getting closer the more I move against you, the more my body molds into you. Oh, it feels perfect. I just adore how you feel like this. Your hands shift from my horns, wanting to hold on to something else, wanting something softer. Oh, so you find my hips instead, gripping onto them as I keep moving, keep grinding us closer. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good, sweetheart. I'm getting so close. You're getting close too, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's all right, sweetheart. We're going to come together, moaning with me as I bring us both to the edge. Fuck. That's it. That's right. Just like that, sweetheart. Taking everything I give you so well. Oh, so fucking good. Can't really think. Just want to keep moving. Want to keep feeling. Oh, fuck. So fucking close, sweetheart. You feel too fucking good. I can't get enough of it. Definitely my favorite patient, sweetheart. Oh, that's right. My good little patient. So sweet for me. All you do is moan and ask for more, wanting to take more, wanting everything I have. Oh. You're greedy for it, aren't you? Greedy for pleasure. Greedy to come. How badly do you want to let go and come for me, sweetheart? Oh, fuck. Yeah? You're that desperate? Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm close too. Why don't we come together then? I think we can do it, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. So fucking close. Oh, I think. Come with me, sweetheart. You can do it. Let go and come with me. Good job, sweetheart. You did so well for me, and you felt so good underneath me, too. I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. You were able to ride a huck cow. Not everyone can do that. How are you feeling? Don't worry. I'm just climbing off of you. But you're feeling okay still? That's good to hear. I would have been upset with myself if I had made you more sick by doing that. If I'm being honest with you, that's my first time I've ever done anything like that. Normally, I'm a lot more professional with my patients. There's just something about you. I needed you, sweetheart. I can't explain it. Maybe you're just that good looking. Now, do you need anything else from me? That's great to hear. I will be back in an hour to check you again and make sure that everything looks good. I'll see you in a bit, sweetheart. Ooh. And I hope to see you around town soon. It seems like you belong with us more than your own world. Now I'll see you soon, sweetheart.